Now, the Belfast bakery Ishers is in the headlines again. It comes as the company allegedly refused to make an engagement cake with a same-sex marriage slogan on it. The Sunday Life reported that Gráinne McCann ordered and paid for a cake online for her friend Joe Palmer, who has wed his partner Andy Wong. She requested the wording "Gay marriage rocks, happy engagement Andy and Joe, lots of love." She says the order was accepted online by Ishers, but the next day she got a cancellation note and a refund. Deja vu this, isn't it? Here we go again. This new row comes, of course, after a court ruled last October that the company had discriminated against a customer, Gareth Lee, due to his sexuality, when it declined his order for a cake with a pro-gay marriage slogan. Peter Lyons from the Evangelical Alliance is with us today. Morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the journalist and commentator, Malachy O'Doherty. Good morning to you, Malachy.
Morning, Stephen. Morning, Peter.
Morning. So Ishers are not commenting on the story. You've got a say here, Malachy. Why would someone go to Ishers for that type of cake, given that it's one of the most high-profile cases in Northern Ireland and they know Ishers don't want to make a cake like that?
Well, I wouldn't have gone to them, and I don't suppose you would have done. I don't know the mind of the person who ordered the cake. From my reading of the story, she's in London, so I suppose it's possible that she doesn't know the background to the Ishers case. But nobody on the gay scene in Northern Ireland, and I would have thought wider than that, would have been ignorant of the situation. And therefore, they would either feel, you know, what I would feel is out of common civility, don't put them in that spot, right, if you know that, and I wouldn't have done that, and I think most people wouldn't. But if you were a political campaigner, and we don't know that this relates to the people who ordered the cake, if you wanted to test that Ishers were now keeping the law, as they've been instructed the law says, then you might place an order with them to test them and that. We don't know that that was done. We have no reason to suppose particularly that that's the way it was done. But Ishers do know the law. You know, I mean, they know it more clearly than they did before they refused the first cake. And they have been vulnerable to this. And they should have removed that vulnerability.
But the question is Ishers being hounded now? Are they being deliberately targeted? And I am not saying by this couple, because we simply don't know what the knowledge was of this couple. But are people going to start testing them now, given that court ruling? And is that fair? They're a business that wants to bake buns, for goodness sake, not end up in court.
Well, I think they've taken a rap, and I think that, there should be no hounding of them and there should be no testing of them. There's two things that were at the heart of this. One is the strict letter of the law. They were tested in the strict letter of law. They were found wanting. But the other element of it is neighbourliness, decency, the ordinary getting along within civic society. And when there was that whole debate about whether the points of law really stood up, there were a lot of people in the media who were saying, look, hang on here, you know, yes, they may be in the wrong, yes, whatever, you know, but essentially, do we really want to be pushing these boundaries that far? And do we really want to be putting people in this kind of difficulty?
People are maybe sick and tired hearing about this cake thing, Peter Lynas.
I would agree. I think Malachy and I may be very close to agreement. Morning. Even, firstly, my understanding at the time, and this was made clear in the press, was that they said they were only doing birthday cakes and baby cakes. And I know that this lady also then asked for a christening cake afterwards, and that did go through no problem. And in fact, she said Ishers went out of their way to deliver it to Dublin, as I recall, because somebody was going down the road. So they said that's what they're doing. And we were all told at the time that they were entitled to that. So as long as they didn't do any kind of wedding and an announcement and engagement cakes, then that's fine. It's only if you said you would do one type and not another. So as long as they've kept that policy, they've in fact done nothing wrong. And so that's what we need to clarify, because if that is the case, they're upholding exactly the law, and it does come back to common civility and neighbourliness and the law. So they've actually fulfilled both, as long as that is still their policy. And that's what they said at the time. And if that is the case, then nothing wrong has happened.
Well, I'm not clear, Peter, that they are. I mean, I don't have it in front of me, but I read the terms and conditions or the little qualifications that they have on their own website yesterday in the newspaper report's account of them. And, I mean, it does not say we do not bake gay cakes. It does not say we are a Christian baker. Now,
There's no such thing as a gay cake. A gay cake doesn't exist, does it?
Just to clarify, those wouldn't be the things they would say. So at the time in the press, they said they only do birthday cakes and baby cakes. And certainly, I was asking around this morning. I haven't spoken to the family at all. But that, from people closer to him, they were saying that was their best understanding. That's still the policy. And if that is the case, then absolutely nothing untoward has happened, because that's an entirely legitimate thing. And I hope if that's the case, then we can ask the Equality Commission and others, because that's exactly what they said. As long as you put a clear policy that's reasonable, and that would be, then you're fine. And so this would, if that's true, this would be very unfortunate reporting. And hopefully we'll get some clarity from the Commission and others later saying that's an exactly appropriate policy. They're entitled to do that. And then this is a known story, which is what I think and hope it probably is.
Here's Peter. Morning, Peter.
I would just ask, that girl, was she on the moon? Because if she hasn't heard about icers over the last year and a half, and know they wouldn't make, put that kind of thing. I think it was done deliberately. I do think she done
it. Well, we don't know, do we? We don't know.
Was she from Dublin?
I don't know where she's from.
London. She placed the order from London, apparently.
Yes.
She's from Northern Ireland originally.
Yes, she's from Northern Ireland originally, and she never heard about icers, and I think it's just a deliberate blow on her behalf. And why did she not phone order?
She may have not done. She was living in London. You go online, you order a cake.
Yeah, but you're doing something that the computer's dealing with. You're not talking to a human being, if you understand. If she'd have made a phone call, it probably would have said, I'm sorry, but don't do that on the cake. She knew exactly what she's doing, Stephen. I know they think people in Northern Ireland are stupid, but we're not just that stupid. You know what I mean? It's an army bit of thing to get out of icers. You know, why would you pick icers of all things that makes cake when you've specialist jobs? You'll do it because you know they won't do it, and then you'll get in the paper. You know what I mean? Thank you.
But we don't know what they did and didn't know.
Well, if it
phone. The whole point of going online is you go online, you click, and it's done.
Right, so you're telling me now, would you phone up at the minute and order a gay, something to do with something gay, an Irish bakery? Would you do it? Would you phone up and say, put this message on? Because you're blind or you're stupid, because you've run stories for months, Stephen. It's quite obvious it was done to get Irish bakers.
Can I just say for the record, if you put a cake in front of me, whether it was gay...
I know what you're going to say.
Whether it was gay or straight or whatever, I would have it into me, straight away.
Well, I should be sending you one round right now, Stephen.
I hope we're talking about the cake, Stephen. Okay, thank you.
Malik, you're talking, is this... Are you sympathetic towards a business trying to... You know, let's not forget, they're trying to keep their doors open, they're trying to employ people, they're, you know, the business is tough, they're planning to pay rates, and here they are, forever embroiled in all of this.
Well, we don't know if they're forever embroiled in it. We don't know. I mean, Peter, the caller there, I think his name is Peter, is making a big, big assumption that we're not safe in making, and I don't make that assumption. Were I an aggressive campaigner for gay rights, I might think that I might be very tempted to test ashes on this because the law has been made clear. But I, among a lot of other people, were kind of sympathetic to ashes on the grounds that we the way we rub along together in this society, we know that there are things you don't ask some people to do. You know, I mean, it is legal to be a member of the National Front. It is legal to be a member of the UDA. You know, but, you know, if you go to a Falls Road printer without suggesting any by name and ask them to print posters advertising recruitment for the UDA, which is, as I understand, is a legal organisation, then you would be inclined to expect them to turn that business down, wouldn't you? I mean, we know, and this isn't a new argument, this argument was aired all the time during the whole ASHRAE debate. ASHRAE are a business that are offering products for sale to the whole public, and they're bound under equality legislation to accept all business that comes to them within the parameters which they advertise by. But as we know, this society works, and as we know, not just the sectarian divisions, but the divisions between religious people and secular people, the difference between people of different political campaigns and orientations, we know out of the ordinary civility of rubbing along together in this world, you don't put people in difficult positions.
Yeah, I just wonder, there's an interesting conversation to be had about, do you leave people alone who have different opinions than yourself, or do you go after them and try to expose what they believe in and put them under pressure because of the of what they believe in. You know, I'm thinking of the Lib Dem leader, Tim Farron, now.
Yeah.
And he was asked on numerous occasions if he thought gay sex was a sin.
Yeah.
And because he wouldn't answer it, he was asked again and again and again. And again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Tim Farron is somebody who, I mean, homosexuality is legal within the law, and homosexual marriage is legal within the law in the UK. It's hard to conceive another position where, I mean, I don't know, I haven't thought this through, but where legislation relating to gay rights would come before Parliament again when Tim Farron would be there with a vote. But still in all, I think, you know, I thought you do need to know where people stand on a wide range of issues, you know. And Tim Farron is entitled to an opinion on this. And one suspects that as a declared Bible-believing Christian that he fudged that answer. I mean, again, I don't want to, you know, insult him. But, I mean, it would be a rare thing for a Bible-believing Christian to say what he said, which is that gay sex is not a sin. But no, we shouldn't be hounding people. I'm trying to think of an example of a, for instance, there are political issues which would be important to me, right? And if I was a part of an organization pursuing those political issues, I might go after somebody and hound them on it because I would be looking for the greatest clarity. I would be looking for the greatest damage to the opposing cause. This is what you do if you're in a political movement. I'm not in a political movement, and I'm trying to think of an example that I could give you, and one doesn't come immediately to mind, you know. For instance, an issue that I feel strongly about is nuclear deterrence. I think that's an absurdity. I think Trident is a daft expenditure of money. I see no justification for it at all. I do not believe in any circumstance that I would endorse my country obliterating millions of civilians in another country. End of. So were I to pursue that against a politician who wanted to equivocate on that or who wanted to support that idea, I might go after him or her quite incessantly to embarrass them on it. Therefore, I think ashes are vulnerable to political campaigns. That's what I'm saying.
Malachy, thank you. Peter Linus, thank you.